put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage. The profession is overcrowded and the struggle is pretty tough. And admitting the fact...
Dramatisation. Played by Jeremy Lloyd and David Croft as part of the occasional radio plays brought to you by Clarinia Amateur Dramatic Society. Part 2 can be heard on Sunday at 1 p.m.
Must be prepared. Yvette! You are neglecting your duties. Attend to the tables. Coming, Mama!
As you see, listeners, just an everyday story of war-torn France. Well, there is only one way that a Frenchman can get rid of his worries. The coast is clear.
Kiss me, hold me, do all those things to me that drive me wild with desire.
Wait, young man, you do not have time to do those things.
Well, just do some of those things.
Wait, my little lettuce.
Money, my big gherkin.
My little cauliflower.
My big carrot.
My little cabbage.
My enormous cucumber.
That is all we have time for, but I will remember where we left off.
When are you going to tell your wife about us?
When the war is over, and then by telephone from South America. Hurry up and set the tables. And remember, only one pot of butter. We are running short.
Psst! Michel!
Shh! Someone will lurk under the table. Is it on her?
If not, we have just wasted 30 seconds.
Listen very carefully. I shall say this only once.
Pardon?
Listen very carefully. I shall say this only once. The Germans have been intercepting the signal that you have been sending to London from the Gavet.
I see. Goodbye, Yvette. Goodbye, Michel. Say farewell to my wife.
Where are you going?
I will try for the Spanish border. It is only 600 miles. If I run all night and crawl all day, I should be there by Christmas.
They have only intercepted the messages. They do not know they come from here. We have to change the frequency. You will be given another radio.
I do not think this is a very good idea, Michel. Could you not send messages from your place?
Oh, the Germans watch my window day and night with binoculars.
Well, I will buy you some curtains.
No, the arrangement has already been made. Monsieur Leclerc will deliver the new radio to you. He will be disguised as a parrot salesman.
I see. That should make you melt into the background, all right. How many parrot salesmen do you see strolling around France in one time?
Oh, very few. That is why you will recognize him. He will be here very soon. He can then make contact with London to arrange the departure of the MLs that you are hiding. I will now disappear through the front door like a phantom into the night.
The Germans are in the street.
In the case, I shall disappear through the back door like a phantom into the night.
And if there are any Germans out there, you can disappear through the trap door into the cellar like a phantom into the night. Wait, hurry up and set the tables. I must go to the lady to see if the boy is young and thin. This is a white lie, of course, listeners. I am not interested in the boy. I am going to see if Mimi is young and thin. Because, despite her lack of height, she is always eager to rise to the occasion. Mimi, how many times must I tell you you must not sweat flies on the ham? Sort them on the corn cake. They do not show up.
Oh,
do not start until you have got on the stool. Now.
Oh, honey.
Oh, Mimi. To feel your firm, young, vibrant body through your thin blouse against my stiffy bone.
Honey, my cucumber, my carrot, my button mushroom.
It must be greater in the ladder than I thought.
René, does it upset you that men pay me for my favor?
It is warm, Mimi, and you must have quite a bit put aside by now.
I put some money in my stocking under the bed. It is nearly full.
If you had longer legs, think how rich we would be. You have a special booking tonight with the colonel.
Oh, not a flying helmet.
I'm afraid so.
And the wet salary?
No, rhubarb.
Rhubarb? Not rhubarb.
Stewed. And do not forget the egg whisk.
Oh, I shall lay back and think of France.
Very big France. By the way, what does do with it.
I do not even know what he does with the celery. Not with the flying helmet, but the food.
Oh, Mimi, such a sensitive child. Be nice to him. See if you can wheedle from him a little extra butter, pie filling cigarettes, a cock dipped. See if the ones are making me cuff. The same goes to the colonel's office at German HQ. Was having a little nap. Is my hair in place?
Which one are you referring to?
Do not be cheeky, Helga. I'm a colonel. You are a private. Now, did you go to the chemist?
Yes, colonel. I have what you ordered.
Reichstag 2000 restores natural color to your hair. Well done, Helga.
That is right, colonel. The sooner you start, the sooner you will look youthful and lovely again. It is quite remarkable. You are looking younger already, especially around your right ear.
Once you get the color back in the side bits, I can use this.
What is that? A fig?
No, it is not a fig. It is a figlet. What do you think?
Is it the right way around?
The mirror. Give it to me. Of course it's the right way round. Well, my, how the years have dropped away. What is more, it is completely undetectable.
Really?
Who is that?
It is I, Capitano Alberto Bertarelli.
The Italian captain with a dead chicken on his head.
Oh, yes. Enter.
You sent for me?
Yes, but first, do you notice anything different about my appearance?
Psst! Ah, yes, sir. Only my keen eye can see it.
Good.
The price attack on the pig.
What? Now, to business. General von Klinkerhoffen has been posted to the Russian front, and General von Schmeling will replace him. We must make absolutely sure that René is no longer hiding the British airmen. If they were caught in the town under my command, I would be shot.
But what if he finds out that in René's cafe, you are hiding the portrait of the fallen Madonna with the big boobies by Van Clomp?
You could have been shot for that as well.
The Gestapo are certain to know when he is arriving. Helga, you are friendly with Herr Flick, are you not?
It is Flick who brings up the idea of marriage, but I pour cold water on it.
Oh, that should keep it down.
Now, Helga, go to him at once. Find out all you can and report back to me.
Yes, Colonel. May I take back some small tidbit of information concerning your activities, as he expects me to spy on you on his behalf?
Tell him the Colonel he wear the wig.
I think this would be of very little interest to him.
Tell him you have a dinner that done with a Captain Alberto Bertarelli. The Italian war hero with the big of the medal and the sexy aftershave.
He would never believe it.
He wouldn't now. What a mistake to make.
This is very serious, Captain. We must make sure our noses are clean. We must recover the painting tonight and hide it in your room.
My room? Why in my room?
Because if they find it in my room, I will be taken on the train to Berlin and shot.
What happens if they find it in my room? Will they know what taken me to Berlin and to shoot me?
No. They will save the train fare. They will shoot you on the platform.
Follow Helga to Herr Flick's quarters.
Enter. Ah, Helga. What a pleasant surprise.
I hope I have not called at an inconvenient moment.
I was just adjusting my G-string.
I will wait outside.
Come back here at once. This G-string?
Ah, I see. You play.
What do you think I do with it? Paddle a canoe? Hold the music?
Yes, Herr Flick.
Higher? Higher? Now, are you standing comfortably?
No.
Good. Then I will begin.
Thank you.
can't help it.
Oh, Affleck, there are so many sides to your nature. Just when I think I know you, I find beneath that ruthless and dominating exterior the soul of a sensitive artist. Where did you learn to play like that?
You have heard of the great violinist Kurt Abelman?
Of course.
I studied over him.
You mean you studied under him?
No, over him. He was tied to a chair at the time.
Affleck, I find you so exciting. May I kiss you?
Just a little one.
There are rumors that General von Klinkenhoffen has been posted to the Russian front.
This is quite correct.
I understand that he is to be replaced by General von Schmeling.
Unfortunately, yes. Von Schmeling has crossed swords with the Gestapo many times in the past. This is why he wears an eye patch and a wooden leg.
When does he arrive?
Tonight on the train from Berlin. It is therefore my intention to visit the Café René Artois this very evening in order to recover the priceless portrait of the fallen Madonna with the big boobies by Van Klump, which is secreted in his kitchen.
In a Glockner sausage?
Correct. You will join me there for dinner.
Yes, Evelyn.
Now, did you bolt the door when you came in?
Of course, Evelyn.
Good. Are you wearing the black underwear?
Yes, Evelyn.
With the little swastikas embroidered around the edge?
Yes, Evelyn.
In which case, I will play to you the violin.
The violin?
Do not worry, you can join in. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, my G-string has snapped under the train.
We moved to the main hospital. He left the train to stay at the cabin.
Mon ami.
Will you fall in love if I remove a glove? What do I have to do? For I am called Coquette. The girl men can't forget. I drive them wild with desire. When I lift my dresses higher, should I take off my chemise? Ooh la la! But as you know, I never go that far. Would I stand a chance with some exotic dance? Shall I do the splits?
She does, she'll fall to bits.
For I am Coco Cat. The girl men can't forget.
Is the lady, she drive me a mad.
She drive me round the bend.
I suppose you would all like some more. Now, let me think. What shall I do?
No, do not spoil them. Always leave them wanting less. Yvette! One for the colonel and captain. Yvette! Tell René you would like a word with him.
Of course, Colonel. How young you look tonight.
See you, Captain. It is working.
And so it is a mountain.
Keep your hands off my biglet.
How was the rabbit?
I thought it was veal.
It had been run over by a tank.
Now I come to think of it, there was a hint of diesel.
Do you have something more tender? Like a chicken run over by a bicycle?
No, but for you, I will go cycling first thing in the morning. René, you're wanted.
All the ladies, I drive them insane.
All ready to pay.
What?
Is it been, Colonel?
No. Now, listen, René, I have serious news. A new district commander is arriving.
Is he a nice man like you?
He has a reputation for being utterly ruthless. I hope you are not hiding British airmen any longer.
No, Colonel. You have my word. As a Frenchman.
That is what is worrying me.
The Pomerello, he think if he tortures you, you will tell him about a painting.
But I do not know where it is.
René, you are hiding it in your cellar.
Oh, of course. I am so used to saying that I do not know where it is that it just came out. It is perfectly safe in the Knockwest sausage. After the
or I will give it to you.
We want it now.
What?
It is too dangerous to leave it with you. We are going to hide it under Captain Alberto's bed.
If I see someone who needs a drink urgently, do not go away. Mimi, cognac.
Bon cognac, you hear me
now? It is. They want the painting.
But they cannot have it.
But they want it now.
I know how to take their minds of it. I will put in their drinks a resistance suicide pill. One swallow, and they will never see another summer.
Mimi, how many times do I have to say it? You do not kill shamans in your cafe. It is very bad for business. We'll get over there and be nice to them.
Good evening, Colonel. Good evening, Captain. May I sit at your table?
We should be honored.
Come on, you pop upon my knee, your little bum. And don't breathe on my metal so you make them go and ask me. She a beautiful girl. She look like the little dolly.
She looks like a ventriloquist dummy.
I think she like me.
Oh my God, here is that English idiot who thinks he can speak French.
Good morning. It is the evening of Cayenne. I was walking along this route on a regular Blockman's beat. I beg your pardon.
He was walking along the street on his regular beat.
That is what I thought. I found myself pissing your coffee.
Passing your cafe.
I see. So I popped in for a quick drink. But maybe you have some money to pay for it. This is my new waitress, Mimi LeBanc.
LeBanc?
That is a funny name. She has been put here by the resistance as my bodyguard.
She is very small.
He means small. She is very well trained. Show him.
So,
not on me. I have good news for you.
He means news.
The new audio is ready and will be delivered by underground very shortly.
He means shortly.
I got that. And I hope you will be passing back through that door very shortly on your way out.
What about my drunk?
If you stay here, someone is going to hear some brutal French accent and realize that you are a British agent.
Nobody has gone blonde so far, and I have for you another massage.
He owes another message.
You will get yourself killed.
When the time is right, the British airman must be taken by train to the harbour, where a small boat will be waiting by a disused dock.
I need a disused dock.
What a relief.
I will now disappear like a phantom into the noot.
It is. We have got to give the Colonel the sausage with the painting from the sea.
He is not having it, and that is flat.
It is. You must have it, please.
I will give you a hint. It is under your nose.
What? It is here, in the cafe?
Yes, you will not find it.
Where is it? Is it under the bar? Or maybe it's on the
floor? What are you doing on the floor?
I have to take this. They are in very short supply.
Parrots. Cockatoos. Who will buy my lovely parrots and cockatoos?
Who will buy a parrot or a cockatoo from a parrot?
Come to the bar, Pirates and Cockatoo Sailor, and show me your wares.
Parrots, parrots, and cockatoos all the way from Africa.
Shut up! It's a little cat in this impenetrable disguise. What do you want?
I have brought for you the Northern Radio so that you can transmit messages.
Shh! Where is it?
Where is what?
The radio?
This is not a real cockatoo. It is a dead cockatoo. It has been stuffed by the undertaker.
Is that what killed him?
The cliff has a false bottom. Underneath is the wax of the virus. And also the speaker. When London wishes to talk to you, as bad as the cliff will ring.
This is very sophisticated. How do I speak to London?
The microphone is in the cockatoo. Remove it from the cliff. I give you instructions to speak. You press the usual button.
What is the usual button?
It is disguised as a person's nose.
You mean I have to press the person's nose? It is time I want to speak to London.
It is foolproof. I cannot see it. It is a very private part. He has coveted with the feathers.
I have found it.
To speak. Press on.
surprised. His eyes are watering also.
Spare batteries will be dropped by parachute tonight. London will tell you where. Henry.
Thank you, kind sir. I will take this one. It is such a lovely bird.
You have chosen well, Patron. Perhaps your birds would like a cockatoo.
Out.
I have it. Give the colonel the sausage belonging to Airflick, which is hanging in the kitchen.
But that sausage, he can't use the forcery.
Rene, come in, colonel. We are just discussing the menu.
The sausage belongs to the Gestapo, and the sausage is done to
it. I will nibble it off and blame the mice.
Carry on with your duties, Mimi.
Sorry for the delay, colonel.
Have you got a fancy for sausage?
My wife will bring it up in a minute.
By the way, Colonel, how is the war going?
It is all over, by the Saratan, really. We have conquered Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, North Africa, France.
Up until now, we have conquered five countries.
And the two in Ukraine's a final.
Rene, Lieutenant Gruber has just parked his little tank outside.
Oh, wait. This is the one that fences my listeners.
Good evening, Rene.
Lieutenant, what's a pleasant surprise? Do you wish a table?
No, I think I would prefer a little drink at the bar with you.
Your usual cognac?
Thank you. You keep well. If there are distinct shadows under your eyes, you should go out more in the fresh air. How do you fancy a spin in my little tank?
No, Lieutenant, you must not waste your precious days on me.
Nonsense. It would do you good. Flat out with my ventilators open can be quite an exhilarating experience, and we can stop for a picnic.
I will have to really think about it.
You have been trying to contact you.
Oh, really?
Quick, the part.
I have been out of the office quite a lot. May I have another drink?
Of course.
And take one for yourself.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Why did you want to get in touch?
I wondered if you wanted a table by the window on Saturday night.
I would prefer to be by the bar, so that we can have little chats while you are working.
Are your connections good?
Well, I have a cousin who is quite friendly with Hitler's butler.
It is urgent that I speak to you.
What about?
I overcharged you for cigars last week. Here, let me give you some money.
This is very frustrating. I will contact you at midnight.
Yeah, certainly. It is a bit public here.
I know what you require, and I plan to drop them at 12:30 behind the barn.
I beg your pardon?
I have a dozen eggs for you. A black market, you know. I did not wish anyone to see me giving some to you. That is why I am dropping some behind the barn.
Oh, that is most thoughtful. What can I do in return?
I'm sure we're in the same wavelength. Why do you not take your paper tool out and stick your finger up the bottom?
See you later, then.
Airflick of the Gestapo!
Hi, Hitler.
Hello, Hitler.
Do not seek the reverend just because I have the power to shoot anyone who looks suspicious. You will enjoy yourselves. Proceed.
Good evening, Airflick. There is food in the book. I am sure we can turn out some peasants into the streets to make room for you.
I will not detain you.
Detain me? But you have done nothing.
Do not put your nickels in twist. My companion and I merely wish to have a little wine.
Wine for the nice Gestapo gentleman.
Maurice, Jack, all of you get out.
I wish to reclaim my sausage which hangs in your kitchen.
Your sausage which hangs in my kitchen?
My sausage which hangs in your kitchen.
The one with a little swastika stamped on it.
Get it, while we assess the wine.
Here you are, Colonel.
Ah, good. My sausage from the cellar.
Is this the one with the painting with the bigger the boobies?
Shut up.
It is. Airflick of the Gestapo is here.
Good evening, Airflick, and welcome.
Airflick wishes to proclaim his sausage.
The one which is hanging in your kitchen.
The one that is hanging in the kitchen.
The one that is hanging in the kitchen.
The one that is hanging in the kitchen?
Now, listeners, for those of you who may possibly have lost the thread of this tapestry of intrigue, I would like to point out that I cannot give a flaky sausage containing the whole portrait of the former Madonna with a big game of words, because that sausage has just been placed upon the table of the colonel and the captain by my dinglet of a wife, leaving me one sausage short, and not to put too fine a point on it, in Dutch duck. I am now going to have to break into the butcher's to acquire another conquest, and for this, I shall need a diversion. I suppose I could ask my wife to do a tantalizing striptease, but I would not wish that on anyone, not even the enemy. So, I will ask for the next worst thing. Edith, you must do your cabaret.
My cabaret? You want me to do my cabaret? Or you never ask me to do my cabaret?
It's an emergency. I have been inundated with requests.
Requests? Oh, no. Oh, how exciting. I will get into my costume right away.
And all your biddies.
We do not wish to stay. Kindly produce this sausage.
But I think it would be such an honor to have a member of the Gestapo in my establishment. Dinner is on the house. Free wine, champagne. Mimi gets the champagne. This will be the best for the Gestapo. Sit down, Flick.
Shall we stay?
You must decide, Flick. But what a splendid way to while away a happy hour.
Very well. It is decided. We will stay. I am glad to see that you are cooperating with us at long last. Helga, do you wish to face the room or the bar?
As long as I am facing you, Eflik, nothing else matters.
Of course. Sit, and from time to time I shall show you my profile for you to admire.
Thank you.
Renée, Michel of Resistance wishes to speak to you urgently.
Resistance people, do you think that has any business to run?
She's coming to see you.
Here? With those Germans? Is she out of her mind?
Do not worry. She will be in disguise.
Some disguise as French teens. French trumpet. Oh, you beautiful lady. I'm kissing your hand.
Captain, behave yourself. She is nothing but a cheap woman of the streets.
I know. But how a cheaper and much of the street.
Get back to the table.
Are you going to buy a naughty girl a drink?
A machine? You will get yourself killed!
People never suspect you of this.
For heaven's sake, get out of here!
Listen up very carefully. I shall say this only once. My guests will collect the batteries for the radio tonight. They will bring them to you. You will radio to London and inform them that Emin will be at the rendezvous in Gerber tomorrow.
Monsieur, I cannot do this for you. I cannot even work the pilot.
Does it have teething trouble?
No, it's just random thing.
Oh, keep trying. I must go.
Good. You are giving the place a bad name. Goodbye, warm-hearted lady of the night. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is cabaret time at Café René. I introduce my wife, Edith, and company. It works the bar. I move to the butchers.
Who can it be? I'll tell you. It's Madame Fifi. Fifi, Fifi, the toast of Paris. She's crazy, she's sexy.
I'm Arthur. Send seat in the shade, and I'll call the brigade. I affect everybody's the same.
Everybody loves Fifi.
Climbing into a window.
For heaven's sake, don't make a noise.
I will be as quiet as a moose.
get this anchor theft, you bungling English twit?
It was lucky for you that I was able to arrest you for stealing a sausage from the butcher. Otherwise, the Germans were going to mob you and put you in the clock.
I'm very grateful, I'm sure. Now give me this sausage and get out of here.
It is tied to my log. I will have to take off my Polokman's pins.
I have to get the sausage to the governor into the kitchen. I will hide it into my apron.
I will have to wish my underpins. The sausage has made them ping of garlic.
That is the least of my worries. This sausage keeps moving. Now pull up your trousers and get back on your beat.
As Crabtree bends to pull up his trousers, and René struggles to control the knock-first sausage hidden under his apron, Reba enters.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, you are probably wondering what I'm doing in my bathroom with a policeman who is pulling his trousers up. It is your cafe, René. In your position, I'm sure you have to keep on the right side of the law.
This officer often pops in here to change. It is a long way to the station, and on a wet night, he needs a dry pair of trousers.
It is not raining.
The forecast is not good. Be on your way, officer of the law, and feel free to drop in any time you need a change.
Good morning. I hope the German officer does not think I am a bastard.
He seems a nice sort of chap. I don't recall seeing him before.
He has not been in the force long.
I see. Still feeling his way around?
That is not quite the way I would have put it.
René, I came here intending to say serious things. A conversation at the bar quite put them out of my mind. Nevertheless, they must be said. Please sit down. I do not quite know how to put this.
I know the feeling.
Are you comfortable?
Yes, thank you. It's my apron. It is too much starch.
I have been appointed by the ADC to General von Schmeling. I have spoken to him on the telephone. He is going to be more severe on any underground movement or anybody helping airmen to escape. You are not hiding anything, are you? You know, I will always do my best to help you.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Also, the fortunes of war have put us in different camps. Underneath it all, I feel we have a lot in common. At least, I used to feel it. I think I had better be getting back to my table. I have one or two military problems on my mind. I am finding it very difficult to concentrate. Oh dear, it is later than I thought. A General von Schmeling is arriving from Berlin. I must be there to meet him. Hitler. Oh no, of course you don't.
Listeners, you see the problem? I have now to get the Konopla sausage to the kitchen. Oh my god. I have not put on the swastika. A pen. This will convince Flick that the sausage contains the painting of the fallen Madonna with the big boobies. But of course, you and I know better. Well, so far so good. Let us hope that my absence has not been noticed.
René, where have you been?
I was just trying to catch a fat for the staff supper. We are very short of food, you know. We give it all to the conquering heroes.
Really? You miss my cabaret.
I was getting the sausage, remember? It is. I have put on it the swastika.
Never mind the cabaret. I will do it all for you later. But first, the sausage. Your sausage, Herr Flick.
Thank you. Helga, the first good drinks are retired to Gestapo headquarters.
I know. It is good. They both have sausages. We are in the clear.
Silence, please. It is my duty to announce the arrival of General von Schmeling.
General Ludwig von Schmeling.
Get out of the way,
please.
Hitler.
General. The General wished to visit the most popular meeting place in the town, so naturally I have brought him to Café René.
Where is the proprietor?
René. Where is René?
He's here.
Just getting the special bottle of champagne for you, Herr General.
This is René Atwa, the owner of the cafe who has collaborated well with the occupying forces.
Please, Lieutenant, please keep your voice down.
Heil Hitler.
Yes, Heil Hitler. Welcome to my humble cafe. May I present my staff, my waitresses, Mimi and Yvette, my wife, Edith.
Curtsy, curtsy.
My chef.
It is I.
Shut up and get back to peeling the potatoes. This is a flick of your Gestapo, one of my best customers. This is his bit. Is off duty lady German soldier, Elga Gerhard. This is our town commandant, Colonel von Strom, a kind man, strict of course, but kind. And this is Captain Alberto Bertarelli, the commander of the brave Italian forces.
Shut up.
Hello, Mussolini.
You have many medals.
Me, I a bigger war hero. This the one for service in Abyssinia. This the one for service in North Africa.
What is this one?
This one is for servicing in Athens.
Please be seated.
Where do you wish to sit, General?
One moment. Herr Flick, I see you are about to consume a knockfast sausage. I will join you.
Bring a chair over here for the General so that he may consume the sausage.
Unfortunately, this will not be possible. I'm about to return to my quarters to consume it there.
I wish to consume it here.
This is a Gestapo sausage. See, it has a little swastika on it.
Are you refusing to share with me your sausage?
In a word, yes.
Your insubordination has been noted.
I must warn you that my godfather is Heinrich Himmler.
I see. If ever he falls out of favor, I expect a threatening phone call about midnight.
The Gestapo is ex-directory.
We will instead sit at the table of the colonel and captain.
René, put the chair at the table of the colonel and the captain.
I will consume their sausage.
Eat this sausage.
Your sausage. Are you too refusing to share the sausage with a superior officer? A very superior officer who can send you to the Russian front tomorrow or even tonight?
You cannot send me to the Russian front. I am too old.
You do not look too old. I am very ambitious.
A week is a bigger surprise. I never guess.
Well, one wonders how you got into the army in the first place.
General, regarding the sausage, we do not happen to fancy a sausage at this precise moment, do we, Captain?
No. Let me go to the bring of your own sausage party.
I am hungry. I have had a long drive. I will consume it now. Bring me a knife.
Mimi, the carving knife for the general.
I will get with it this party.
Thank you, Mimi. Behave yourself.
René, what happens when they start to cook the sausage? They won't find the painting.
Well, at least it's not the real one. Where is the real one?
I am not going to tell you.
Oh, my God. I'm about to eat my old age pension.
Here goes. My God, this is a tough sausage. How old is it?
I believe late 17th century.
How very amusing.
He's a serious.
There, for you and for you. Now, let us eat.
May I take it home to eat later?
No, eat here now. I was talking to Adolf before I left Berlin.
Adolf who?
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, that Adolf. How is he going on, eh?
He is very busy. Some think he has bitten off more than he can chew.
My nose of fear.
But in spite of the pressures he is under, his first thought is for Eva's birthday present.
Who is this Eva?
Eva Braun.
Oh, yes. I hear of her. She's a Hitler's bitterlucky.
What does he plan to give her? The portrait of a fallen Madonna with the big boobies.
I think there's going to be a one that will be missing.
There is canvas in the sausage.
It is a war, General. Perhaps we had better not eat anymore.
Yes, we must keep a fit to invade England.
Well, that settles it. You have obviously been given an inferior sausage. Herr Flick, I am commandeering this Gestapo sausage.
Is this the way the Comrade's German army treat a lady? I purchased a sausage to save this poor hungry girl.
Oh dear, my groaning stomach.
In that case, you may keep it.
My sausage is empty. There is no painting.
No painting?
I have been diddled. René, where is my sausage just hanging in your kitchen?
It is. Where is a flake sausage which was hanging in our kitchen?
Oh dear. My mistake. I must have given it to the colonel and the captain.
That is right. The colonel and the captain have it.
Will there be anything else?
Very well. There has been a mistake. The Colonel has given you my sausage. Ah, it's in pieces. My sausage has been vandalized, Rene. Bring me glue. Bring me sticking past this needle's cutting. There is a piece missing. Where are the pieces missing? Helga, help me.
The Gestapo are recruiting very unstable types of Germans these days. Lieutenant Gruber, escort Herr Flick back to his quarters.
Yes, Herr General.
Good. Now we can enjoy ourselves. I will tell you a very funny joke which will make you laugh. Have you heard the latest stupid Englishman story?
Nein.
How do you make an Englishman burn his ear?
I do not know. How do you make an Englishman burn his ear?
Telephone him while he is ironing his shirt.
But a general, the telephone lines to England have been accounted
for. Oh, this is the funniest joke I have heard in possible.
Now you tell them.
What about this? The British have a very good war record.
Do they? What is it?
Their name, singing the White Cliffs of Dover.
Very good. Now it is your turn, Captain.
Me? I know my cover jokes. I make other love.
For the General, you make us a joke. That is on order.
Oh, good. Oh, dear. I have me. Me. I do the sleight of hand. I take away the cloth on the table, and I leave all other things in the same place. How about that, eh?
I have heard about this, but never seen it done.
I need more of the glasses, otherwise it isn't too easy.
More glasses for the table trick. This is a good one.
Annie, we must not do this.
Why not? What is the loss of a few glasses? Let them enjoy themselves.
The Madonna, under the tablecloth.
Oh, no!
Stop them!
Captain, Colonel, we cannot perform the captain's party piece. I am only a poor man. We cannot afford the glasses.
There is no danger. Bring the glasses. If they break, these two will pay.
Here, give me the tray. There. All okay. Now I need a roll on the drums.
Oh, we do not have any drums.
Oh, use the tambourine.
But do you not know there's a trick, Captain?
No, this is my best. It will kill you, go. A one, a two, a three. Yvette, pull up your knickers.
In distracting General von Schmeling, he misses the colonel lifting the tray as the cloth is snatched away, revealing unbeknownst to anyone but Renly.
So far, the Madonna was a big...
Somebody catch her! What a mistake to make her!
Strong.